Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hi. I snuck out back again. I don't feel like going outside. It's a weekend as I record this, and people are awake. So I don't know how long this episode's gonna be. I don't know who the guest stars may be. But I still wanted to come out back here, say hi, and fill you in on some stuff. And I'm just going to start right now. Follow your impulses. I have a lovely friend. She and I, well, actually, no, I have multiple friends who are focusing on this. And my first experience with this, years ago, Will and I were driving past an apple orchard. And I had a calling to fix a sign. They had a sign and it was hanging half off of something or whatever. And I don't even think they were open. And I was supposed to fix the sign. And I don't know why, but we drove by and I thought, oh, that was weird. I was supposed to fix that. And I don't know how to explain how I know that. And I don't know. And I still think about it. And I'm not down on myself for not fixing the sign. I am marveling at the fact that I still know I was supposed to fix that sign and I don't know why. And it doesn't matter why. And I don't even know how I know that. It was just a direct knowing. Amanda, pull over, get out, fix that sign. And I didn't because that seemed really foolish to stop where what we're doing as a family and pull over and fix that sign. It was easier for me to go up to that woman at Walmart who had been in the accident in the parking lot and had been stuck feeling awful and berated and all those things for a long time. It was real easy for me to go up to that. It was like a wounded animal and going up to make sure the animal is okay and it's going to be able to walk off okay. I felt less foolish. It's like, oh, well, in the name of that, in the name of love for my fellow human, in the name of that, I would certainly not feel as... Well, I did feel kind of weird and strange, but it didn't matter, right? Whereas that sign, it's just like a random business on a random country road. No one's around. The business isn't even open, running right now, whatever. And yeah, it just seemed weird to listen to that direct knowing as I'm going 35 miles an hour to screech the car to a halt and pull over and fix the sign. And so I didn't. And that's okay. I use that story to remind myself of what I'll do next time. Just like when I told you the story when Olive fell in the pool and then Hurricane Amanda, well, next time I'm going to do things differently. And I did. Next time I'm told to fix the sign or pick that up or say this or do this or turn around or whatever, I'm going to do it. And I just saw a lovely video of a woman who shared a story. She was, I forgot where she was. She could have been at a cafe. And she was reading a poem and was moved by the poem and was called to read the poem to the stranger next to her. And she's like, okay, so pull yourself together. Don't do that. A very Amanda moment. Like, Amanda, calm yourself down. You can't just turn to the stranger and be like, may I read you a poem, sir? But I mean, essentially, that's what this woman did. She waited. Life helped her out. Just like the other day when I needed to cry and life helped me out, gave me another event to process and helped me cry. So in this instance, there was a child splashing in a puddle and both this woman and the stranger remarked about the child. stirred up a little bit of a conversation. And then she said, I'll listen to the knowing. And so she just said to this person, I read this poem, and I believe this poem may want to be read to you, and may I read it to you? And he said, of course, and he teared up when she read the poem and told her he really needed to hear that and thanked her. And then happened to say, you paint, don't you? Yes, I do, she says, and he says, do it more. So the intuition, they're both listening to their direct knowing, right? That guy had the guts to be like, you paint, right? Do it more, because he's being told to tell her that. I just think it's glorious. So here's this part. So this is happening all over town, okay? All over the place. My dear friend says to me, hey, do you have a riser. It's like a riser if you do step aerobics. And I was like, no, I do not. I have had a lot of things fitness-wise in my life, and I really don't think I've ever had one. I've always just used an actual step. Would you like this one? Well, I said, yes. And you know, if you've been listening, we live in what we call our clubhouse. It's like 1,000-square-foot clubhouse for us four people and a dog. There's no storage, or as in, like, there's no basement or garage or anything like that. We've got a little shed that's not really weatherproof and a crawl space with beach sand underneath the house with the totes. Good luck to the totes. Whatever we have saved, it's on its own. And we have released it to, underneath the house. And actually, it's lovely. We've had a lot of rains and things come through here. And, the basement can't flood if you don't have one. So the totes are doing just fine on the beach sand underneath the house. Well, anyway, what am I going to do with this riser? I don't care. I was supposed to have it. So I saw her the other day. She gives it to me. Finn gets in the car. He likes it. He's banging on it. He's like, kind of like, this is nice, like kicking the tires, right? And so we get it home. We put it in the living room. Finn's checking it out. And that very evening, I had an urge. Pop on a guided, like a step, easy basic step routine, a workout on YouTube. So I popped it on. I followed along. I had a blast. And Finn did step aerobics with me. He did his own moves, and I was able to move around him in different ways, and we both did step aerobics. It was great, and guess what? I only did the 15 minutes, and I did break a sweat, and it made me feel good because there's an element of, like, when I dance, I get a dance inside of me, and then I let it out. It's like if you know the electric slide or the cotton eye joe or the chicken dance or some dance that you've been doing for a long time and you just know it, you can just let it out to the music. So I have that practice where I practice moving my body in certain ways of equal times on both sides to the beat, dancing for myself, right, in classes every week. So as I'm doing this step aerobics, I'm feeling like a queen because I can do this. I can up, up, down, down, up, knee, down, down, up, knee, down, down, up, curl, down, down, up, curl, down, down, up, knee, up, knee, and a V and out, out, in. I'm like, oh, this is me on it. This is so great. I felt good at it. Also, I could feel the workout. I broke a sweat, like I said, and I could feel like my buns and my thighs, super awesome, and like my hips. Guess what happened? The next morning, my back felt better than it has in weeks. Step aerobics, because my friend is like, offer this to Amanda. And I listened and said yes, even though I don't know why and I don't have a place to put it, whatever. And then it's our place. It's our thing. It's supposed to be here. Do the step aerobics. Just do it. And so I did it and I feel better for it. And I'll be doing more step aerobics. Yes. And a cousin of mine reminded me of a very important part of this whole thing. I'm gonna need a leotard with a thong over it. So if you're shopping for me for Christmas, you know. great news. Side note, If you've been following along, or if you know me personally, you probably know that we've been without heat and hot water. And I catch myself, this is Truth Punk podcast. That's not the truth. I have heat. I have a heating pad right now, and we have space heaters going. We have hot water, we just have to make it. We have the means to make hot water. I did yesterday. I made myself a bath. Will made himself a bath yesterday. And I already drank my tea. So we do have hot water. But the boiler's broken. So, I've put my faith in miracles. And I'm here to teach. So I gotta learn to teach. I gotta feel the wisdom to really get that.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Dance inside of me so I can let it out. So all those motivational quotes, all that Abraham Hicks stuff, it's inside of me. And now I'm letting it out. It's happening. So I heard from the program that's helping us restore heat to our home. Gal called me yesterday and said everything is good on our end, and she's going to let the vendor know that he can go ahead, order the parts, and get us on the schedule and come and install a new boiler, a new oil tank, a new chimney liner. And the value of all of that, because this is a specific vendor that works with this program regularly, because this is more of a what I called a guy in a truck. We had larger companies come and, you know, check things out and give their estimates. And those are, like I said, $15,000, $16,000 just to replace the boiler. And so we're getting $15,000, $16,000 worth of work. But since it's a guy in a truck, an approved vendor, this system's already set up, we're actually getting more. So we have an agency taking care of that $15,000, $16,000 that I thought we needed. And I tried to finance it. I went against my, I don't like to finance things, but whatever, I'm rolling with it. My family needs a boiler. And I tried to finance for them. And they didn't like my credit score was like a 607 or something like that. I haven't used credit in decades. I had a big car accident when I was a kid. And used my credit then. I dug the hole early and then was like, oh my gosh, and I stopped digging. But I was happy to dig again for my family. But life said, no, you're right, Amanda. No digging. You've been right this whole time. You have been set up to not be on credit. It's okay that other people are and you're not. Life didn't set you up that way, and you're doing a good job listening. You don't need to finance this. Everything you need is on your way. You just have to believe it and practice the feeling. How would it feel if it all worked out? How would I feel if it all worked out? Well, how would I feel if I knew it would all work out? Similar feeling, right? Maybe even better. Maybe that little, ooh, I know something. I know that this is all going to work out. That this is working out the best for everyone. and I'm practicing that feeling, and I'm looking for evidence of it in my life and other areas where everything always works out. Miraculous synchronicities. Share the synchronicities. Focus on what you want to grow. The synchronicities, the miracles, the wonder, the beauty, the working all out. And so, for over a month, I've been practicing that faith, that feeling, feeling out the way of love, trusting myself, listening to the direct knowing, and acting on it. When the direct knowing says, make the phone call, I make the phone call. Even though I think I'm not going to get what I need, I'm supposed to make the phone call, so I make the phone call. And you guys, the light at the end of this journey is becoming bigger and brighter, and it's coming towards me, and I'm going towards it. What you want wants you too. And so you will feel better and better and better as you move towards it and it moves towards you. And so track the feeling, track the joy in your body. That feeling, it's all going to work out. This is good. This is exactly how it's supposed to be. Nothing's ever been wrong. It's always been exactly right. And it always will be. And it led me to right here, right now, which is where all my power is. And I'm the best version of myself. I'm shedding my armor. I'm focusing on the truth. I'm listening to the direct knowing. I'm going to the edge of my comfort zones here, people. You know what's not the edge of my comfort zone is believing all this stuff, is having all these books, is like being able to say these things to people and blah, blah, blah. The edge of my comfort zone is freaking riding the wave, is riding the rogue wave at 80 feet and being like, hey, just let go and ride the wave and let the waters crash and you will come out of the foam, having taken the ride of your life. So I was told, you know, I can't be promised anything. I don't know when I'll be on the schedule. I've been told it's not a quick process by the woman who I think takes care of the office of the boiler man. And I've been told we'll have heat by Christmas. And I know it's happening and I can feel it coming and I'm excited. And I told you that that's also on the outer banks of my comfort zone. I'm excited for Christmas. And so, yes, I'm excited for Christmas because I know that we'll have heat and hot water running through the house. The house will be restored this Christmas. So I'm excited. There's more to that, and I talked about it yesterday, I believe. It's hard for me to get excited for Christmas, but it's getting easier because I decided I'm doing it because I am. There's no reason to not get excited for Christmas. And that's how I trained my old self, was there was a reason to not get excited, so don't get excited. Don't expect anything, or you'll be disappointed. In fact, awful things happen to you every year. So every birthday is worse, every Christmas is worse, every Thanksgiving is worse. That's how it used to be. That's the old drumbeat. The new drumbeat is I love my life and I love Christmas, and everything is getting better and better. And it always has been, and I can see that now. And I'm excited for Christmas, not only I'm not going to just get excited because I know I have heat. Christmas is coming. Here we go. I'm ready for this. Give me eggnog. Give me Christmas movies. Give me caroling. I think I'm going to go to there's a plant bingo that I heard about in this town. And I'm like, plant bingo? Yes. And they're having one in December. And so I asked my friend who also thought plant bingo was a really cool idea. I said, hey, if you want to go, that's your Christmas present from me. I'll take us to plant bingo. And I made another plan with another friend, my cookie friend, and we need to Christmas together. And I'm like, I don't care when it is, right? It can be whenever, but we're getting together. We're exchanging cookies. We're not making them. We're buying them. And it's not a whole package. It's just one or two or maybe four little small ones. And let's get together and just be together. I want to celebrate with you. Merry Christmas. I love you. I'm so happy that you're in my life. So we're celebrating Christmas together. Okay. Something yesterday, I came, no. First, I need to talk about this comfort zone thing and how much it has expanded, okay? Here we go. I have made these little rules for myself. I don't Christmas until after Thanksgiving. And then started to kind of bend those rules for like Olive, we can decorate on Thanksgiving for Christmas. Perfect. So, yesterday, spontaneously, as a family, we decide to get a Christmas tree, a $50 pre-lit artificial Christmas tree, the exact size that we would like it, for the exact place that we would like it. And I went out and grabbed it, and within 3 hours...
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We had a Christmas tree just set up perfect. We loved it. Let me just rewind and tell you more about my old drumbeat. I used to hate artificial Christmas trees. I used to cut down a Christmas tree every year. We would go and find our tree and cut it down. And then as I evolved, that didn't feel aligned. So we started going to Skillin's, and we would buy balsam firs. We would buy potted pine trees. We had more space then, and we really did have a collection of big, huge pine trees in our house, these wonderful pines. Oh, wait, what kind? I'm trying to think of the actual kind of pine tree that they were because it was just on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, doesn't matter. So that was the case, and we would put lights on them and, just dress up our trees, and we ended up with three of them, I believe. So 3 years in a row doing that. Four, I guess, because one ended up going outside. It was a different kind of pine tree. So at least 4 years in a row, we've been buying plants and keeping them alive or planting them outside. And so then Finn was born and became a toddler, and we didn't really have the communication system set up. So I wasn't really interested in doing any traditional Christmas tree or ornaments, things like that. And we moved, and we don't have the space. We didn't take our big trees with us. So the past few years, we haven't had a Christmas tree. And that's just been the evolution of us. And that's quite all right. Things always work out and are wonderful and magical in their own way. And this year is super magical. Not only is it a fake tree, right? It's like, what are the odds that, why? It's so amazing that I would go from like, I must cut down a real tree every year to no more cutting down trees, only living trees, living. And at that same time, I got rid of like almost all the plastic that I could, that I bought, that I housed in the house, all the things. You know, I stopped pretty much, you know, buying and using plastic whenever it was possible. I wouldn't do it. And so now here I am buying a tree that's probably made completely out of plastic. I have things that can make me feel good about that. You know, I hear that actually all the plastic ever made's still here. It doesn't go anywhere. So if it's in the form of this tree and I can care for it and it's not swirling around in the ocean, I'll take it. Hopefully it's made out of old bottles and things like that. But what's super cool about this is I have a Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. I have an artificial tree, which I have never bought ever. And a tree up before Christmas, which I have never done ever. I meant Thanksgiving. I have a Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving. Never have I ever. I purchased a fake tree. Never have I ever. And it's the best thing I've ever done. And it was so great to set it up. It was, Finn had already gone to bed. So Will and my partner Will and I and our daughter Olive, we put together the tree. And you know, first you put it together and then you zhuzh it, right? Zhuzhing the tree with my family, having each of us put our hands on all the branches right to the core, and you start right at the core and you feel around for the little bendable sprigs off of each branch, and you turn them out like they're hands of a clock, but just going to different numbers each time, just choosing a different number. And we all put our hands and our energy all over that tree, and we loved it. All three of us just loved the tree and zhuzhed it together and just talked so lovingly about it. We were just so happy and excited, and it was gorgeous. And the moment we lit it up, we fell in love. There's so many lights. It's just perfectly pre-lit. And I didn't even know how fancy it was. You press a button, it's colors, it's light, it's switching, it's blinking, it's fading, it's blah, blah, blah. It does all the things. And how affordable? $50? It's like 6.5 feet tall, pre-lit, perfect size for exactly where we want it. $50 is a bargain. And guess what? Guess who hates a tree skirt? It's me. And guess what? That is still a part of my drumbeat. I am not a fan of tree skirts. I refused to buy one. I have enough things around here collecting dog hair. In need of zhuzhing. So guess what I found? A tree collar. And it's amazing. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's just a collar that you put around the bottom of the tree. And mine is just, mine is made of metal. And it's painted gold. And it hides that artificial tree base. You know, I love the roots of a real tree. I love the trunk of a real tree. I hug them. I touch them. I love it. I'm not loving the trunk of this artificial tree. I appreciate that it is supporting our holiday centerpiece. And I don't like a tree skirt, and I won't get one. And I found a tree collar. Very exciting. So I'm way out on the outside of my comfort zone, and I'm blowing it up. This is amazing. I'm getting comfortable out here. I'm getting excited. This is fabulous. So I'm feeling better. It's obvious. I did some posting. That's always good. You know, something else is like feeling this, you know, we're in the final stretches here, whether it's 2 or 4 weeks, whatever, it's happening. We've figured the heating situation out, and, you know, for Christmas, we'll at least have that. And now we're having more because we're just starting to celebrate already. And it's helping me look at how grateful I am for this entire situation And I'm just like with Will, I was like, are you glad you had the stroke yet? Or is it too soon for me to ask you? This hasn't even been resolved yet, and I'm already glad it's happened this way. I'm glad that we've gone through this. I'm glad that I have it all documented on this podcast. I'm glad that my kids have experienced living without heat and running hot water, so they know that it's okay, that you can survive. Even in a cold Maine winter, you can survive without heat and hot water. There are ways. There's always a way, and there's always people around to help you. So what a fabulous experience for us to remember and to really know that. Something else. I slept pretty good last night. It wasn't as freezing cold and my back and all the things, but in a grander sense, like, I'm getting ready to go back to my bed. Finn's going to go into his room because there's going to be heat in there, and I'm going to go back and I'll be sleeping in my own bed with Will, and I'm so excited. And if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that one of my greatest fears, for some silly reason, is not only do I love sleeping next to Will, I want us to charge up together and for our vibrations to mix and meld and marinate overnight. I had this awful fear that he was going to die in his sleep and I wasn't going to be there. What a ridiculous way to live my life. Why would I base my choices off of a fear of Will dying in his sleep next to me and I'm going to miss it? Holy crap. So that's the reason why I didn't want to create another place for me to go and work on my sleep, because I wanted to sleep with him. And well, this situation happens, and guess what? I can't sleep with those boys. They move around and make noise and blah, blah, blah. And they need the heat more than I do. I can go sleep in the cool. And I have my own sleep challenges to deal with. And guess what? This month of sleeping by myself, I have gotten perhaps different sleep, maybe not better sleep, maybe higher quality sleep here and there, but most importantly, I have learned things. I have learned that right now I need something under my knees. And I have learned not only the step aerobics, but I've been focused on sleeping, and I'm sleeping by myself, and so I'm figuring stuff out, and I'm ready to go and sleep with Will again, and I'm excited, but I'm also thankful for this month that I've had to sleep by myself. Okay, so before I pop off here, because I need water. I didn't bring my lemon water out back. Like I said, I already drank my tea. I want to share. Yeah, it's like I've buried the lead. Not really, though. This is all big, huge stuff for me. And here's the last big, huge part of yesterday. I pieced together some things that I've heard and seen. And I hit on something really powerful. Okay. Here's what happens in my life. I'll give a really simple, silly example. I often am the one, most of the time, making Finn's donuts. Nutritious food shaped into a donut. And he eats them. It's most of what he eats, period. So I make them all the time. Almost every day. And I have these silicone molds to make 12 donuts at a time. And after I make them, I don't stack the molds. I don't stack dirty dishes, typically, because it creates more to clean for me in my brain. The molds are greasy where the donuts have been. And so if you nest them, you're making one of the clean bottoms dirty. The bottom of the donut molds are not greasy. Just where the batter was is greasy. And so if you nest them, you're taking the grease from the inside of one and putting it on the outside bottom of the other. Will knows this. I say it all the time. It's just something that I do. I don't stack greasy dishes because it makes more work for me. Who's doing the dishes? And the other day, no time at all, I look and the The molds are stacked. And so I have this moment. And so these moments happen all the time where I'm very mindful and clueful and I'm doing something or I've done something a certain way or I've put something a certain way. And someone comes along and acts like they don't know or they don't see or they don't care. So I feel not listened to. I feel not cared for, not seen. And I was talking to a friend about this because it's not how I necessarily like to be react. It doesn't feel aligned. This doesn't feel right. You know, and this podcast is called Truth Punk because it's a lie. If you're feeling like that, it's a lie. You have to find the lie. And when you feel wrong, it's because this isn't who you are. This does not align with who you really are. And so I've known this for a long time, that when these things happen, it's an Amanda thing. I can feel it. And it's not aligned with who I truly am. It's not aligned with the truth. That whole feeling of no one gets it, no one cares, no one cares to know, no one knows, no one cares. I'm not heard, I'm not seen, I'm not cared for. That's not true. And I know it's not true. And so why is it coming up in me? And what do I do about it? You ready? So I saw something about... I honestly don't even remember what it was about. But it talked about laying down with your knees bent and saying, it's over. It's done. And I think it's about getting your... specifically your spine to relax, to forgive. And a ways back, I started saying, I told you that I would be saying, if I started to worry or ruminate on past or future, I would say, oh, that's an old memory. That's not even happening anymore. That's an old memory. That's an old version of myself. That's an old version of my life. That's old. I'm safe now. That's old. I'm me now. That's old. Now it is now. The other piece of this is when I went and spoke with my friend the other day, I was explaining to her how these things come up in my life, right? I can organize something in a way so I can get at things and it doesn't hurt my body, and then someone will change it or not put things back. My friend nailed it on the head. I'm like, what's the word? I need the word. I need the root. I need what I need. What, how I can't see, you know? And I told her how I can look at other people and clearly see. I want that for myself. And I have stepped outside of myself and started to look back, you know, the soft creatures looking at the ego. And I want to see it. And so I shared it with a friend. And she said, yeah, victim. And I went, yeah, victim. No wonder it doesn't match. I'm not a victim. I know I'm not a victim. Holy crap. If anybody could go around saying they're a victim, it's me. I have been victimized. But am I a victim? No, that's the truth, is I'm not. In my old life, in my old work, have I been victimized? Yes. Have we all? Oh yeah, I bet we have. We have all been victimized. Are we victims? Right here, right now. No, we know better. We are powerful creators. We co-create with life. Source energy flows through us. We are nature. We are not victims. So now, every time those feelings, those thoughts come up, They came up yesterday with the donut molds. That was yesterday. I picked them up and I was like, I'm not a victim. Oh, I'm not a victim anymore. That's old. That's done. I'm not a victim. That's over with. That part of my life is over with. I'm not a victim anymore. Every time I'm going to keep saying it. I'm not a victim anymore.
Podcast.
Hi, buddy.
Podcast.
Podcast. Are you eating a donut? Climbing up on your mom? Come on up here, buddy. Oh, I think it's time for us to go clean up.
Podcast.
Yep, it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
It's time for me to go be a mom and for you to go be a Finn. I hope you have a good day.
Have a good day.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, you can press the button. Oh, good job. We forgot to put our hands on our hearts. Ready? Put your hand on your heart, on your chest. Yes, you can put it on mine. I'll put it on yours. If you're with somebody, you put your hand on their heart and they put it on yours. Oh, good job. Yay. Deep breaths. Ready? In. Deep breath. In.
Pause it. Pause it.
One more breath and then we'll pause it for the day. Here we go. In. Awesome job, everybody. Okay. Pause it for today. We'll be back tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.